questions. All right, you said for weeks, you're going to get close. What is it like now that they finally pulled it off?
It's great. I'm just so proud of those guys in that locker room. It's been a hard year. It's been a difficult thing. Our seniors have been great leaders. Our young guys have bought in. Just so proud of that group of young men, and they became winners today. I don't care what our record is, those are winners in that locker room because they've never stopped fighting, they've never stopped working, they've never stopped doing everything we've asked of them. And I love to hear that happiness in the locker room. I told them last night, I love you guys, I want to share a winning locker room with you tomorrow, and I get to do that right now.
It's down 13-0 at half. Some things didn't go right. You had two possessions that were turnover on downs deep down there, but this was a game in which they kept after it. Is this exactly what you wanted?
Exactly what I wanted. And I told them at halftime, when we were executing, they were having a hard time stopping us. We hurt ourselves with penalties. We hurt ourselves in different ways in the first half, the early snap, those things that just kept our offense, and it just upset our drives. We came out in the second half, and we played mistake-free, and that's what happens when you do that.
Your defensive line just stifling, the running lanes closed up. What made you so impressive how they played tonight?
Our D-line has been coming along all year. We've had so many injuries, but we had some young guys step up, and we had a good week of practice, good week of preparation, and I expected this kind of defensive performance today.
13-0, and you decided to fake the punt. Whose call was it?
Mine. I told Coach Deggy, our special teams coordinator, I said, hey, let's don't leave any bullets in the gun this week. I want a fake field goal. I want a fake punt. I want to play aggressive. I want to play to win, not play not to lose. And that's what we did. It was executed perfectly, and it really got us rolling, I think.
The whole special teams thing, you block a punt today, you had a couple of fakes. Did that really give the
pooch on side?
Yeah.
It was great, yeah. Yeah, when those things work for you and they're clicking, it just brings a lot of energy to the sidelines. And you know, it really got us rolling today. And thankful to Coach Deggy for having such a great plan for that.
How impressed were you with the resilience of the offense? They were completely shut down in the first half, but responded the way they needed to in the second.
I wouldn't say completely shut down in the first half. I'd say our mistakes hurt us. And I just challenge them at halftime. Let's go out and let's do our job and let's play mistake-free and we'll be fine. And we were, as soon as we started to execute.
Kyle Jr. pokes that ball out. Was that, how did you see that play in the game after Carl parks that ball out and then Kyle jumps on it?
That was great. That was awesome. That was this, you know, sometimes we haven't had a lot of breaks this year. Sometimes the breaks go with you, you know. It's a percentage thing. You got, you know, eventually we figured the breaks were going to start rolling our way, and they certainly did today.
And you guys really did a great job of shortening the game, too. You had the one drive that went 8.5 minutes, 13 plays. You didn't score, but then you got the defensive touchdown right away.
Yeah, so, you know, we talked about chewing some clock. We felt like our running game was working, and we felt like we could eat up a lot of time, and that's what we did. And then the defense made a great play, and that was the ball game.
You said for weeks that they've been practicing well. You feel that they earned to be happy like this?
No doubt. They've not only practiced well, they've been engaged in meetings. They've done everything you could ask of a group of young men. A lot of adversity this year, a lot of injuries, a lot of new faces that are playing now that weren't playing at the beginning of the year. And yet, they persisted. And I'll tell you what, it's a great life lesson for all of them. You just keep fighting and something good will happen for you.
What did you say to them at halftime, Coach?
It's exactly what I said. I said, just keep fighting. Let's finish. And let's stop hurting ourselves. And let's just go out there, play to win. Let's have some fun. I told them we were going to call the fakes. I told them we were going to play aggressive. We weren't going to leave anything out on the field. We were going to go out there and try and take this game. I'm just so happy right now.
Was the field goal supposed to be a fake?
It was fake.
Okay.
It was called fake.
Okay.
Yeah, I figured they'd be coming, trying to get the block and maybe, you know, return it and get another possession. I knew he was probably thinking I was nuts for lining up in a field goal. I personally thought we had it, but the spot didn't put it there. So
good. All right.
Thanks, coach.
Thanks, coach.